The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 11 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and our guests in the studio and on the phone today are for the upcoming Silver Bells sale. In the studio, we have Judy Marion, known as Driftwood Judy. She's going to be one of the people participating in the Silver Bells sale. We also have Patty Finan on the phone, who was a little under the weather and was nice enough to keep her germs at home.
Thanks for having us, Craig.
All right. I just so I can't get a virus over the phone. The Silver Bells sale, this is something put on by the Thumb Arts Guild?
Yes, it is. It's running from 10 to 4 on Saturday. And it's in conjunction with a lot of other things that are going on around in Port Austin. So a lot of stuff to do this weekend, actually, around the whole entire county. So, but Silver Bells is sponsored by TAG, and it's our, I think this is our third or fourth, Judy?
I think it's at least our third.
I think it's our third? Okay. Yeah. But anyway, we've been having it, and it's a really great way to get some unique Christmas gifts. It's all the artists will be out there. We've got six people participating this year, and they'll have Dave Thummel will be there with his wood. Donna McCaddy has her ceramics, and she has wooden figures that she paints, too, for Christmas that are really cool. And then Claire Bomers Logan will have her fused glass jewelry, and Sandy Kinney has her beaded glass jewelry. And Yvonne Deppner will be bringing probably her acrylics and ceramics with her. And then, Judy, are you bringing both watercolors and your driftwood?
A couple pieces of my driftwood, what I have left from all of the driftwood I have. I have 7 pieces left, and I'm going to keep 5 and sell 2. One is a poinsettia wreath, and the other one is a freestanding water lily. But I'm also bringing pencil drawing prints and watercolors and that kind of thing.
Now, I understand this is going to be at the Welcome Center, downtown Port Austin?
Correct. The Welcome Center opens at 8, but the show actually runs from 10 to 4. But, you know, if you get there a little early, I'm sure you can see people or even help us set up, for that matter.
Well, you can make a few deals beforehand just because you get the first look at them, because this is something I'd really like, and away you go.
Right.
Is that place big enough, do you think? Is
it going to
be kind of a smaller, more intimate type of settlement show this time?
Well, it's a beautiful location. You know, it's right there overlooking the water. And last year we had maybe twice as many people, and we had more than enough room. You know, we had them sort of spread out all through the Welcome Center, but I definitely have enough for what we're going to have this year.
Is this a big fundraiser, or is this just something that allows the local people in the guild to show off a bit?
Yeah, it's more for the artists to give them exposure and give them a chance to sell some things, especially geared towards Christmas. And it's a great way to get, like I said, some really unique gifts. You won't find things like this anywhere else in the stores, obviously, since they're made by our artists. So, you know, it's a great way to do that. We're also going to have the Junior Priscilla Club. We'll be selling their 2014 calendars for next year in the Welcome Center with us. And Donna Rupersberg is one of our members, and she's a great watercolorist, and she does some beautiful work, and it's all of her paintings that are in the calendar. So we're, there's going to be space for her to set up a table and sell their calendars for next year. There's all kinds of stuff going on around town. The Port Austin Playhouse is putting on the Foundling show, and so they're going to have the play this weekend, and they're also going to have it next weekend. So the shows are Friday and Saturday, and let me pull up the flyer real quick. I think it's called A Christmas Foundling is what the name of the play, and it's $12 for adults and $8 for students. And if you want to reserve your tickets, you can call 738-5217 at the Playhouse and reserve your tickets. They do run 8 o'clock for the Friday and Saturday show and 2 o'clock on Sunday, and it is The Christmas Foundling is the name. So it's a really a story about the 1850s miners and a baby that they find, and it looks like it's going to be a really great show. So those are running this weekend and next weekend, so 13th, 14th, and 15th also. And again, it's Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. So I think it'd be a great one for everybody, the family, to kind of go and see.
Well, it just shows that, you know, life doesn't end after Labor Day in the Thumb area in Port Austin. There's a lot of things that go on.
Hopefully. I mean, that's one of the things we're working on in
yeah,
Port
there's
Austin.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Cookie Walk is going on at the library from 9 until noon at the Port Austin Library. And if you haven't been in to see the building yet, it's a really good chance to go in and see the beautiful work that was done when they renovated it. And it's $4 for a dozen cookies or $10 for 3 dozen cookies. So you can go take that in. There's also going to be a
I don't know how you could make cookies for that amount.
At the Port Austin United Protestant Church from 9 until 3. And they'll have all kinds of different vendors there. And they're actually going to serve lunch from 11 to 1. So you'll be able to go there and get some chili, I believe. And it's really good. I had it last year. Mermaid's Cove is also open. That's a store that's been opened by some of our artists, and they're open from 10 to 5. They're right next to the fire hall. And they're also going to do the raffle for the Port Austin Chamber. And it's $5 a ticket. And the first prize is a wheelbarrow of holiday cheer. So it's all kinds of things that are in this big, huge wheelbarrow. So you get the wheelbarrow along with everything in it. And there's also a beer mirror and some baskets of cheer and a Port Austin throw and a Let It Snow surprise for the ticket. So the drawing is at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And if you want tickets, you can either contact me at 738-8736. I've got a book of tickets left. Or you can call the Chamber direct at 738-7600 if you'd like a ticket to get a ticket. It's $5 for the drawing for the raffle. And the money goes in to pay for our Blue Water funds. We belong to the Blue Water group, and that does advertising all the way from Port Huron all the way around through... I think it goes all the way to Caseville. So it's a really good advertising venue for us to get the word out, and they put our Art in the Park on the billboard down by the Blue Water Bridge. So we really do want to support the Chamber in getting the money collected to pay for the pay for the participation.
Patty, can people buy them at Welcome Center up to, till a certain time?
I'm sorry?
Can people buy them at the Welcome Center up to a certain time?
Yeah, I think Joyce needs everything in by noon. All the tickets turned in by noon, so as long as you get them purchased by noon. And I'm sure Joyce will be in and around. I'm not sure if she's going to be there the whole time when we're there, but somebody will have, some tickets there if you need them too. So if you want to stop by Joyce and get them there, or like I said, you can call me and I'll, turn it in for you and mail me your check kind of thing. But, yeah, if you want to check with Joyce, I'm at the Chamber. She's at 738-7600 if you want some, want to purchase a ticket for that.
Do you find that this time of year, the events that the groups like yours and that do are more geared for the local people? In the summertime, you have the tourist season, you have the farmer's market every weekend, you have people coming in all the time. This time of year, it seems like you gear things more for that concept of community.
I think so, and I think, the local people are special. They're the ones that keep businesses going year-round. And even, there are restaurants and other things year-round, and they should be treated special, too. It's sort of hard to get in line for something if you have long lines, like I used to own a grindstone store, if in the summertime, because the tourists are always there, and so...
But you wanted the tourists there. I mean, that was
definitely
your march.
You want the tourists, but like the restaurants in town, they need the local people to participate all year round if they're open and staying.
Yeah,
open.
And a lot of the businesses this weekend are going to have some sales. So as part of the Silver Bells event throughout town, so I know Lake Street Emporium and Lisa's Loft are offering 25% discount on Christmas decorations, I believe. The Port Austin Market is going to give you 10% off at the deli. And the Corner Beverage is going to give you 10% off wines, and Town and Country Casuals. It's 25 to 75% off this entire store. So, great reasons to come up and visit visit the area. The History Center is also going to be open from 10 to 4. And you can actually make and take Christmas decorations there. So they're, just outside of town on Port of Barks Road. So it's a really great way. You could come and spend the entire morning. You could go to the Cookie Walk, and then you could go to... the show in the evening. So it's just a really, really good weekend. And other chambers are doing things too. So Harbor Beach has got a lot of things going on this weekend. Their Saturday night, they're going to have their parade in the evening with all the floats lit up, and they're actually going to light the lanterns too and send those off, and those are for $5 a piece, with the funds going into the projector. And it's kind of interesting because they started off the projector fundraising events with this last year at the same time, and so they're going to wrap up the fundraising, you know, which they've raised enough to order the projector, which is really, really exciting for Harbor Beach, so we're really glad for that. And they're also going to have breakfast with Santa from 9 to 11 at the Harbor Breeze in Harbor Beach. And Connections is a store there also. And they have a lot of our Arts Guild members' artwork there. So they're open from 9 to 6 on Saturday. And so you'll be able to go down there and see some artwork down there, too, that you can purchase. So, you know, stuff's going on in Harbor Beach. Caseville, I think, is having their Christmas in Caseville. So they've got lunch with Santa. You can go to breakfast in Harbor Beach and head over to Caseville for lunch with Santa at 11:30 at the Eagles Club. And then there's a free movie at 1 p.m. called Free Birds. And then they have their Noel night at 5 o'clock with the tree lighting and the singing in the town. So, you know, so there's something to do everywhere, no matter where you go. We just wanted to kind of get on the radio and let everybody know what's going on and, you know, help promote the arts and the events that are going on this time of year.
You can have breakfast with Santa. You can have lunch with Santa. Does this guy ever make any toys? He just eats, it seems.
I don't know.
His elves make toys. Well, how do you think he got that roly-joly belly he's got, you know?
All the milk and cookies everyone leaves out on Christmas Eve, I thought.
Yep,
took a year to wear it off to where he could get back in the sleigh.
That's right. They have some pretty hefty reindeer to pull up.
Now, the sale you got coming up for Silver Bells, Do the artists tend to seasonalize what they choose to go in there? Do you find stuff that they might not have at a summer sale, like Art in the Park? You know, Judy has the poinsettia wreath, which is a little more seasonal with her driftwood. Do you find that artists gear their artwork for the season when they come to one of these sales?
I don't know how they do it. You know, they've done some new stuff since Art in a Park. I'm sure they bring that.
Right. You know, yeah. And then some of it is jewelry. You know, Claire and Sandy will be having jewelry, so I don't know that would be impacted by the seasons as much. But I think Donna McCaddy does have some seasonal things that she brings.
I was going to say
wooden
that she
pieces
might.
That she paints, you know, like Christmas cats and that kind of stuff. So so she might. But I think Dave and the rest are probably just, you know, it's their normal things that they make. I don't know. Dave does such wonderful job with his bowls. I don't know if there's anything different that he could do with them to make them better. They're so beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we also have in Mermaid's Cove, you know, Lynn Winzik and Laurie Conger will be there with their artwork. You know, there's a few artists that have their things in there. Not a few, they have a lot, actually, from 10 to 5. So you can, you know, stop at the Welcome Center and head down the street to Mermaid's Cove and stop at all the stores along the way, and you know, the restaurants are giving some deals off too. The Farm Restaurant is open Friday and Saturday night, so if you want to go do that. So it's just a lot of things that you can do, and like Judy said, we rely on the tourists for the summer, you know, money that the town makes, but the, you know, the locals need to come out and help support too in the winter, and you know, like you said, Craig, it is a more intimate setting and less crowded and you know, more a town home feel, hometown feel, sorry.
Well, how many members in the Thumb Arts Guild, Patty?
I think we have probably over, I would want to say close to 60. I haven't looked at the membership list recently, but I would say probably close to 60. And we have them from all over the state, you know, just for people that want to come and be part of Art in the Park and be kept up to date on what we're doing and, you know, have their website for their advertising venue, you know, so you can go to www.thumbartsguild.com. and check out things, you know, that's going on, and you know, so we have a wide variety of people that are in the membership.
Okay, and are you always looking for more? Is this kind of your quiet time where, you know, people are, you know, going for the holidays, and Christmas is kind of, and once that's over with, it's winter and people aren't moving that much. Is this kind of the quiet time before spring again?
Yeah, it is. We actually we'll have our meeting, and everyone's welcome to come to the meetings. We have our meetings the second Tuesday of the month at the Welcome Center in Port Austin at 7 o'clock. And our December meeting is usually a very short business meeting, and then we eat and sing Christmas carols. So we have a nice, we have a very relaxing meeting in December. But we kick up again in April, and so we take the winter off. We have a lot of our members that do go to Florida for the winter, so we don't have meetings then. But we'll start again in April, and you know, already kicking off, you know, our plans for next year and have our dates already set for our events for next year. So we do our normal Memorial Day weekend spring exhibit for the members, our silent auction before Labor Day, and then Labor Day weekend is our big Art in the Park, and then Silver Bell sale next year. I believe we'll be on the 6th of December. So yeah, we've got our events for next year planned, but no, we're always looking for more people to come. You know, we have some people that don't do anything artsy, but they just want to support the arts in the area, and that's, you know, always welcome. And, yeah. You know, we always need volunteers for the kids' tent or members' tent or to pass out flyers or whatever. So, you know, always looking for people to come and enjoy. And it's a great group of people. It's just a wonderful, wonderful time.
Times have been tight. I know a lot of the grants and stuff for things like art and that have dried up or diminished. Are you still getting any help, or is it all the local efforts that keep this going?
We have applied for the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs grant. We apply for that pretty much every year, and we've received some type of funding from them every time we've applied, so that's been very much a blessing for us. But we do have some fundraisers. Our fundraiser for the at Art in the Park, our silent auction, you know, brings in some money where we auction off items donated by the artists. And then our fundraiser for next year is going to be tote bags, so I'm really anxious to see what everybody comes up with. We're going to decorate or make canvas tote bags and do some kind of artwork on them. So that's going to be our fundraiser for next year. This past year we did fish. There were clocks and wall hangings, and we're all decorated really differently. So it was a lot of fun. So those are our two big fundraisers that we have. But yeah, we do depend on the grant money for our entertainment, for Art in the Park, and also for the you know, security and advertising and all that kind of stuff that goes into it. So we're hoping to hear soon, you know, how much we're going to get this year, if we get any.
Patty, I have to say that Patty has been head of, you know, charge of Art in the Park since its original. And she does a very, very good job of it.
Thank you.
And it's a lot of work. It really is. If you've ever been, if anybody's ever been to Art in a Park, which I'm sure they have, they can see that, you know, there's so much that needs to be done. And Patty has it so organized, so we don't have many problems through the whole show, you know. And
she can
really
put that on
job.
Her resume, because it's an art to organize all that stuff.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's a challenge. So this next year will be our 12th or our 13th. Probably more.
13th.
I think it's our 13th
year
next year.
It's
13th. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's one of my favorite weekends, even though it's a lot of work. It's one of my favorite weekends because it's just people out enjoying themselves and looking at art and meeting people and seeing what they think about your stuff. And you know, and the kids' tent is always a lot of fun to watch. So it's just a lot of fun. We have a good time. And most of our bands are back. We won't have the Lonesome Mountain Boys next year, but Dee Dee Tibbetts is going to come with her dulcimer and all of her instruments that she plays, and she'll be performing on Sunday. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, terrific. Again, you've got this event coming up Saturday. It is the Silver Barrel Sale, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
It's from...
And we'll be open 10 to 4, and then... Mermaid's Cove is open 10 to 5. There's the cookie walk from 9 to noon. The raffle drawing for the chamber with the wheelbarrow of holiday cheer. The drawing is at 2 o'clock for that, and then $5 a ticket. So if you want to call the chamber, 738-7600, or myself at 738-8736, you can do that. The History Center will be open from 10 to 4. And, you know, the stores around town are going to have sales and stuff, and the restaurants will have some deals, too, I think, going on. I think Stockpot is offering some specials, too. So all kinds of stuff to do in town.
And Judy, who's here in the studio with us, will be offering her last two Driftwood Judy pieces. If you want one of them, this is going to be your last opportunity to get one.
Thank you for mentioning that, Art.
It's a poinsettia wreath, and the other is a water lily that you plan on bringing. Well, terrific. I want to thank you ladies for joining us today. I hope you get a good turnout, and I hope the weather holds, because this time of year, you know, you never know.
You just never know, yeah, that's right.
And I hope you feel better, Patty.
Thank you very much, Craig. I appreciate that, and thanks for having us on. We appreciate the chance to get everybody to know, you know what's going on this weekend.
It's always fun.
Well, thank you. Our guests in the studio today have been Judy Marion, Driftwood Judy, and also Patty Finan. We've been talking about the Silver Bells sale coming up in Port Austin this Saturday, 10 till 4. It's at the Welcome Center right downtown at the Light. So if you want to check some unique artwork that you won't find anywhere else for the holidays, gift giving, or for yourself, be a perfect place to do it. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.